In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Well, thank you everybody for joining us for the Word for Life program, and of course brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. I'm here with Pastor Ken Keltner, who's the lead pastor at Brookside. I'm Jack Gardner, the Word for Life producer. Glad to have you guys all listening today, and we appreciate it. We do have some things coming up at Brookside I'd like to let you know about, and that is that Rich McCarroll will be with us on Sunday, September 11th. He'll be in the main services, and also the men's retreat. That'll be Friday the 9th and Saturday the 10th. So feel free to contact Brookside if you're interested there. And we also have the annual missions conference coming up the 12th to the 16th of October. And then also Mike Gendron will be with us at Brookside November 12th and the 13th. A lot of people have seen him on TV. A lot of people have heard him on the radio. And he really helps to navigate the issue of Catholicism that you may have questions on with yourself, family members.
He'll be a great help to folks that really want to share the gospel and know how to do that effectively with those in the Catholic denomination. Mm-hmm. Well, Jack, here we are, chapter 5. We're
Joshua.
We're moving along like a tortoise almost throughout this study. I hope up to this point you've seen that God really is desiring that Israel would depend on him and see his great power. He held back the waters of Jericho. Joshua's leading. Remember when Moses died? Moses had understood from the Lord that Joshua would be leading the people. He had a installation service there before he died that, hey, Joshua is a man. And it just always reminds us that when a man of God dies, nothing of God dies. The work continues to just move forward. And I must tell you that throughout this study thus far, you know, the Lord's been at work in my own life. And seeing really the hand of a working God. And again, to remind myself, this is the same God I serve today. Just as I'm reading about here and his work in the Old Testament in Joshua and the children of Israel, he's at work in my life. And the key is, just as God expected Israel, he expects me to live in obedience to his word. And I hate to admit that, but it takes a humility of heart and an obedient heart to do that. He wants me to live by faith, even as Joshua had to live by faith. And, you know, at times, that can be a little scary for us, Jack.
Oh, yeah. I can raise my own hand there.
Yeah, and so I've needed this study in Joshua. I need to be constantly preparing my own heart, you know, preparing my own mind, not to trust my own way, but to acknowledge him in every area of my life. And then to know his word. I mean, a lot of times if we don't know his word, we don't know exactly how I should be responding and how I should be obeying.
And the enemy can really, he can try and twist things around pretty good to the point where, you know, you may even think that, hey, well, the Lord's telling me this. Well, hold on a second. Watch out. Get back to the word and see what that says. Because it can feel like sometimes, it can get pretty confusing at times, but that's why he gives us his word.
We need it because we're fearful people.
Yeah.
We're fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Paul told Timothy, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
Solomon said it this way, the fear of man brings a snare, but who puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, in the last couple of years, it's been sad to see believers dominated by fear versus faith.
Yeah, and there's a big difference between fear of God and the spirit of fear.
And it still hasn't changed. God corporately wants believers to come together to worship him. And I'm thankful for the technology we have today with online, you know, when I'm sick, or for those that are totally shut in. But I'm afraid there are a lot of believers today who are so fearful of getting out, they just don't come to church anymore. And you see it all across the country. I mean, most churches are saying 20-25% of their people never came back after COVID.
Hmm.
You know, so what are they doing? This morning as we open up Joshua 5, you know, a great title would be Preparing for Victory. I mean, God is really setting it up here. And I started thinking, am I very good at being prepared, or am I kind of last second? You know, whether it be for a test or getting ready for a trip, or that I have everything in my trunk I need for a in case of a flat tire or a loss of electricity or even a dead battery. You know, I don't know of anybody, and you might be listening there today saying, yeah, I agree with you, Ken. I don't want to be unprepared. I mean, it can be embarrassing when you do something that demonstrates you're not prepared. I don't know if you remember a time in your life when you weren't prepared. Unfortunately, I remember a time Kathy and I had been out in Ohio visiting our third son and his wife and a little girl, and I had to get back home, so I had to drive early one morning to get back from Ohio, and Kathy was going to fly back later that week. And Jack, somewhere, you know, it seems like the older you get, the little more tired you get when you're driving. And I was somewhere in Indiana, and I thought, man, I got to stop at the next rest stop.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta rest here. I don't want to fall asleep driving. Man, I must have been the laughingstock of the whole place, because I pulled in the rest stop, turned the car off, kicked the seat back, conked out, but I never turned the lights off because I'd gotten up early to drive. I mean, people had to be walking by going, I bet that guy's car is not going to start here in a little bit. You
we
know?
Call an ambulance, or what do we do here?
Oh, fortunately for me, one of the workers there at the rest stop had some jumper cables to help me get
so
going
the,
again.
The car actually discharged.
Yeah, I lost all power, man. I mean, I had nothing. I mean, there's famous quotes about being prepared. Benjamin Franklin said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail.
Yeah.
I mean, using the example of Noah, someone even said, if you believe you can accomplish everything by cramming at the 11th hour, by all means, don't lift a finger now. But you may think twice about beginning to build your ark once it's already started raining.
Mm.
You know, when it comes to my spiritual walk, I need to be prepared to continue to take that next spiritual step of growth. We've been looking this summer on Wednesday nights with Dr. Jerry Bridges' book, Growing Your Faith. And I trust that you're not at the same level spiritually that you were last year or 2 years ago, but that each week, each day, your spiritual walk is growing and it's getting stronger. I need to be prepared. You need to be prepared to take that next spiritual step of growth. And I would ask, you know, are you willing to prepare yourself to do that?
And I think, too, you know, when trials come our way, which the book of James says count them as joy, which can be confusing, and you know, unless you really have sat on that for a while. But, you know, life's trials really are an opportunity, too, and a good reminder in the present that the Lord's doing work if you trust Him through it as well.
Yeah,
and
you used a key word, opportunity.
Hmm.
You know, that trial is an opportunity for me to trust God, to lean on Him.
Not easy.
No. And it takes, you know, there's some discipline. There's some discipline in, you know, when He says that sound mind, that you've been given a sound mind, the discipline of my thinking. Friends, 95% of the battles we face are in our minds.
Hmm.
We get so discouraged and defeated. And so God's here in Joshua 5 preparing His people for this mighty work that they're going to see God do, to take the land that He's given to them. Let me just say this. The Canaanite nations are being judged for their wickedness. I mean, God wanted Joshua and His people. He wanted to be spiritually prepared for this enormous task that they're getting ready to embark on. And may I say this, God wants you and me prepared as you head into this new day, as you get ready to head into this weekend, this month, this new year. I have no idea what trial or challenges you're going to face, but God wants you prepared to take that next spiritual step, that you don't regress, you move forward. And here the people are camped at Gilgal, and Gilgal would be the place that God would continually to spiritually stretch Joshua and his people. They needed to be right with Him. And I believe you're going to see through our study that we need to ask ourselves this question, have I surrendered completely to the Spirit of God? Friends, I remember fighting the Lord. I did not want to go into, I didn't mind going into ministry. I just didn't want to be a youth pastor. And I was miserable through that whole journey. And I remember that night that I said, Father, I'll do whatever you want. And then I served and worked as a youth pastor for almost 20 years. and how I regret I didn't surrender sooner, because success really is finding what God wants you to do and then pouring your whole life into doing it. And in Joshua chapter 5, the Israelites stand well prepared for their first major encounter with the Canaanites. Remember, they're going to inherit the Canaanites' lands. They were prepared because God was very much with them. And can I tell you, we're told He will never leave us nor forsake us. You do not need to be praying, God, be with me today. A good prayer would be, God, make me mindful of your presence. 24/7, I live for an audience of one. God had given them a leader who was already in the process of becoming a worthy successor to Moses. The entire nation was taking care to obey God's commands to the letter. From what Moses had given them to Joshua reminding them, and to the priests on down to the people. And they were careful to sanctify themselves properly before engaging the Canaanites. Yet God still had a couple more memorials that needed to take place. So as we left Joshua and the children of Israel in chapter 4, they've crossed the Jordan River. What an encouragement it had to be this battered group of people who'd been traveling nowhere in the wilderness for 40 years. And the people of God, in the last few chapters, bore incredible proofs that the living God was with them. Let me just make one quick comment here. The evidence of the supernatural power of God is the one thing above all else that is lacking in the witness of the church today. I think it's lacking in our homes. Grandparents, parents, one of the greatest aspects and truths that you can teach your children and grandchildren is the reality that God is real, that God is present, that God is at work. Can I say, if we're not doing that, we're not preparing ourselves spiritually to see the power of God. I mean, just check our prayer requests. We're not trusting God to do the simple work in our lives, let alone the miraculous. And so here we are, camped at Gilgal with the Israelites, and Israel's first beachhead establishment in enemy territory has now been accomplished across the Jordan River. Here on that famous and unforgettable 10th day of the first month of the Hebrew year, Joshua's fighting forces moved into the land of the Amorites, the Canaanites, west of the River Jordan. And it was precisely 40 years to the very day that Israel had celebrated the first Passover in Egypt. And then they have finally gone out in triumph from their terrible bondage. It was God. It was the very God we serve who brought them out of Egypt into the land of promise. And Gilgal would become holy ground to the people of Israel. This morning, I trust that as you continue to look with us in our study, that God will actually take this passage and use it in each of our lives to prepare us for spiritual victory in our lives. And friends, that's going to come one step at a time, because without faith, it's impossible for us to please our God. I trust you have a great day, and that you'll remember some of the truths as we've been studying them together from the book of Joshua. Trust that you'll be able to join us again as we're going to pick up in Joshua chapter 5.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.